Divine Justice. We believe that one of Almighty Allah's positive attributes of perfection is that He is absolutely just and is never unjust. He never wrongs anyone through His acts and never treats anyone unfairly through His judgments. He rewards His obedient servants and has the right to punish the disobedient. He never takes His servants beyond their scopes and never punishes them beyond the limits of what they deserve. We also believe that He, the Exalted, does not omit the good deed when there is no better deed interfering in the matter, and He does not do any evil deed because He, the Exalted, has the power to shun the evil, since He has full acquaintance with the goodness and the evilness of an act. Thus, goodness of good things does not cause Him harm so that He is required to shun it, nor is He in need of evilness so that He is required to do it. In spite of all this, Almighty Allah is all-wise, His deeds must be compatible with wisdom and the most perfect system. Now, suppose that He treats a creature with cruelty or commits an evil deed, He is too exalted to be such, then it must be because of one of four things. 1. He is ignorant of the matter and He does not know that it is evil. 2. He knows about the reality of the matter, but He has been compelled to do it and unable to desist from it. 3. He knows about its reality and He is not compelled to do it, yet He needs to do it. 4. He knows about its reality, and He is not compelled to do it, and He does not need it, so, His deed will be on account of whim, vainness, and pastime. All these probabilities are impossible for Almighty Allah, since they ascribe imperfection to Him, while He is in reality the absolute perfect. In view of that, we must judge that Almighty Allah is too exalted to wrong anyone or to do any evil deed. Some people who are hypocrites in reality, Muslims in name only, however, have argued that Almighty Allah, sacred be His names, may do evil, may punish the obedient to Him, may allow the disobedient and even the disbelievers to enter paradise, may take a soul beyond its scope, and may impose upon His servants to do what they have no power to do. In spite of this, He may punish them for they did not do what they have no power to do. Such hypocrites have also argued that Almighty Allah may treat unjustly, do wrong, lie, and deceive, and that He may do unwise, aimless, useless, and worthless things. To justify such false and corrupt arguments, they have cited the following holy verse, as pretext. He cannot be questioned concerning what He does and they shall be questioned. 21:23. It is the Lord of the bearers of such corrupt beliefs who is unjust, wrongful, foolish, or reckless, a deceiver, evildoer, and one shunning the good. Glory is to Almighty Allah, and high and great is He beyond measure above all that they say. Such false arguments are nothing but clear-cut disbelief. As for Almighty Allah, He has stated in the Holy Quran, Allah does not desire injustice for His servants. 40:31. Allah does not love corruption. 2:205. We did not create the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in jest. 21:16. I have not created the jinn and mankind except to serve Me. 51:56. Our Lord, You have not created this in vain. Glory be to You. Save us then from the chastisement of the fire. 3:191. The Holy Quran is full of verses denoting the same facts.